have a special guest in our studio. We're getting ready to have a quacking good time, and we have Ms. Brooke Trainer in here with us. Good morning, Brooke. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you in this morning, and we hope that everything is going well with you, and that things are going great at the Family Care Center.
Yes, sir. We've got some big things coming up. We are doing the Westlake Duck Race Festival again. This year we're having it Saturday, May 16th at Jake's on the Lake, and it's going to be a big event with vendors, entertainment, and of course the duck race.
How many years have you been doing the duck race? I know it's been several.
Yeah, so we did it 3 years consecutively, and we took last year off. And we're back doing it again. We wanted to rebrand it so that it was a community event. So we took some time and started planning. And so this will be the fourth one.
So it's going to be the Duck Race Festival.
Yes, we added Fest this year.
Yeah, is it going to be 3 or 4 days?
It's one day. I don't think I'd have it in me to do.
You don't have the time.
I just think it would just be a lot for everybody. But one day, we should be able to pack it all in there in one day perfectly.
All right, good deal.
It'll be 10 to 4 that day. And we'll start with some entertainment. And we're working with Chad Steed. He's curated a bunch of vendors for the event. I think he's got about 25 to 30 vendors.
Wow, that's huge.
It is huge, yeah. So we've laid it all out. Hopefully we've got them all good spots to for everybody to shop. We've tried to curate a really good shopping experience for everybody so that you can come and get permanent jewelry and door hangers and flowers and foods. And then we've got a food truck or two coming out and some local coffee and things like that. So it should be a pretty good experience for everybody.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it, because people get into these duck races.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you have any idea how many ducks will be competing for the top prize?
Well, I hope we sell about 3,000, because that's how many that we have ready to go. And it's crazy. They're all, people don't understand, they're weighted rubber ducks. So they do cost a little bit more than your average little rubber ducky, but they have to be weighted in case, you know, the wind picks them up. But each duck, in case you're unfamiliar with what the duck race is, each duck has a number on the bottom of them that corresponds with a ticket that you purchase. And in the years past, we've sold the tickets for $10 a piece. But this year with the whole rebrand, we really wanted to make this more accessible to the entire community. And I mean, that's what we do. We give away food and clothes. So we really wanted to harp on that and make sure that everyone in the community could, you know, participate. So the ducks this year are just $5, half the price.
They can sponsor that. And all the monies that are raised by the duck race goes to the Family Care Center and Thrift Store.
Yes, the food bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the food bank, let's talk about that just a minute before we get too far into the duck race.
Yeah.
And you stick around, because we want you to participate in this this morning. We're going to give away some ducks.
We're going to give away 5 duck tickets this morning.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's $25 value right there. Somebody can win coming up in just a moment, and we'll tell you how you can win it. But let's talk about just a second what the thrift store does. Tell us a little bit about the activities at the thrift store. How many people you help each month?
Okay. Yes, sir. So it was founded back in 2008. So we've been around for 18 years now. And we started giving away food to about 35 families. You know, and now on average, we give away food twice a month on Mondays. You can find our schedule online if you are in need of assistance or if you want to volunteer. And now we're giving away anywhere from 300 to, on the holidays, 400 boxes of food each time. So about 600 families a month on average is what we're able to serve because of this community.
And that's a blessing. That's people that are in need, and you see that need. Each distribution, each time, because the people turn out there, and it's a great service to the community. And it's not just Cherokee County. You serve a large area. We have people that come in from other areas.
We do, generally. We try to help Cherokee County first, because that is what the community, business owners, you know, grant funding, they want to see us, of course, help our county first. But we never turn anyone away. If someone comes and is in need of assistance, we try to help them as best as we can. We have people that have fires that have been recently, and if they have places to store things, you know, pots and pans, linens, things that they immediate needs. We have been very fortunate enough to be able to purchase heaters this past year. We've done wheelchair ramps. We've bought vehicles for people in need. We don't always, you know, you don't always see those things publicly, and that is actually what the duck race is for, is things like purchasing vehicles. A couple of years ago, we raised $30,000 for the duck race, and we've been able to buy, just in the last 3 years, three cars and fix roofs and do things like that. And so it's really a blessing to watch it all unfold and be a part of that. And this community has been so supportive of it.
And it's something larger than you and your family.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's grown. It's
yes.
just tremendous. And mm-hmm. we can't say enough about the volunteers that
oh, we
come
can.
Out and assist.
We have about 65 volunteers right now, which is crazy to think that from what it came from to what it is now. And we really couldn't do it without them. We have about, on average, 30 that help with the food bank and about 30 that just volunteer at the thrift store.
Right.
And anybody can come and help as well.
All right. Now, folks, these ducks are $5 to sponsor each one. And we're going to give away 5 tickets this morning.
We haven't even mentioned the prize money. I almost totally forgot.
Yeah,
we got to tell them what they're winning.
Exactly. And tell them.
Yes. So first place is sponsored by our City of Center. And we are giving away $2,000 for first place duck. Second place is sponsored by you, Wise Radio, and it is $1,000 in prize money. And third place is sponsored by Cherokee Family Healthcare, and it's $500. So that's $3,500 worth of prize money that will be given away day of at the duck race.
Absolutely. 3 big winners, and you could be one of those big winners mm-hmm. if you sponsor a duck. How do they do that?
So you can go online right now on familycarefoodbank.com and you can purchase them there. You can find it on our Facebook. We also have an event page for the duck race. It'll all take you back to our website to purchase those. Or you can come in store anytime that we're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4 at Family Care Center, located on West Main Street. And we can get you a duck there as well. And you're getting the ticket. We do have to keep the ducks. Sorry. But, but yeah, you'll have your ticket that corresponds with a duck that'll be in the race.
And while you were talking, I had the ducks quacking in the background.
Oh, nice.
How about that? And we're going to, I told you could win some tickets. We're going to give away 5 tickets mm-hmm. to one caller. And we want you to be caller number 10 right now. Caller number 10 at 927-5152. You can win 5 tickets for the duck race. And remember, one of those ducks will be worth $2,000,
yeah.
and one will be worth $1,000, mm-hmm. and one will be worth $500. And caller number 10 gets 5 chances to win simply by calling in. 5 chances. Here's what you have to do. When we get you on the line, we're going to ask you to quack for us. Give us your best duck quack. And so we're going to have a quacking good time.
You're going to quack for the calls.
Quack for the calls right here on WEIS. Caller number 10 at 927-5152. We're going to play a song. Try that in a small town while we're taking the call.
Sucker punched somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store, you think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough, well try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day.
All right, we're going to interrupt Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. We have our caller on the line. Let's go to our phone line and see who we have. Caller number 10, tell us your name, please.
Wayne Lloyd.
Hey, Wayne, tell everyone where you're calling from.
Center, Alabama.
Well, thank you for listening here in Center, brother. And we've got you 5 tickets for the Ducks, so you'll have five chances to win $2,000 or $1,000 or $500. So that's $3,500 worth of prize money that you'll have a chance to participate in if you'll give us your best duck quack this morning.
All righty.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I got that. Can you do that again, Wayne? All right. There you go.
That's good.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. All you have to do is stop by the Family Care Center and Thrill Store at 1250 West Main Street in Center and get your certificates for the Ducks, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. We appreciate you for calling in and playing the duck with us this morning. And quacking for us this morning, Brooke, was Wayne Lloyd, and he's the big winner.
Awesome. We'll have him ready for him at the front.
Absolutely. And the phone's still ringing. People still want to play.
Hey, you know what? I think we might do this a couple more times. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right.
We can come back and get you back in.
Yeah, sure.
Between now and then and give away some more tickets and let people have a chance to win.
I think that'll be great. We're really blowing this thing out of the water, you know, for the sake of the pun there. But we're trying so hard to make sure that every small business owner that is sponsoring the Duck Race gets their money's worth when they sponsor. We've got levels of $250, $500, and $1,000 still for sale that we're selling. And like I said, all the proceeds go back into the food bank and special projects. So, you know, we're just trying to make this thing big for everybody and make it a really good community event.
Business leaders out there, communities, businesses, and things of that nature, if they want to participate, how can they do that?
They can just email me at familycarefoodbank@gmail.com. That's the best way to reach me, and I can get with them. And I've been coming to every business and getting a picture with them, and we have a little goodie bag that they get. And then depending on which sponsorship they pick, we've got our billboard going up pretty soon, and then of course we've got radio ads going, and we've got banners that will be at the event. We have a special Quack Pack finish line banner sponsorship. That one's really cool. And then we have our pontoon stage with our entertainment. I didn't even mention who's playing. We've got Jake Steed, Mia Matthews, and Avenue South that are playing at the event. So you'll have to come out and hear them. But
it'll be some great entertainment.
Yeah, so that stage is sponsored by, so far, Emblem Credit Union, but we've got two spots left on that stage as well. So there's a lot of ways to plug in and donate and help with this cause.
Absolutely. Help feed the area, the people that are in need. Not only feed them, not only food, but also other services that they provide. Yeah. And help people when they have home fires and things like that, and their home's destroyed.
Mm-hmm. We give out clothes quarterly to all of our clients. If you ever see a line outside on Food Distribution Day, it's Mondays. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of the community have drove by and seen that. There will be a line of about 40, 50 people out there at 9 o'clock when we open at 10. Yeah. And normally it is a closed distribution day when you see that. And we give away 2 to 3 outfits per person in every family, and shoes. And that's something that the thrift store helps provide. Everything that's donated gets put out in the thrift store, and our clients get to choose from those things.
Right.
So it's just a great, great service.
The Family Care Center and Thrift Store is a 501c3. Everything that is donated, mm-hmm. people can take a tax deduction for that.
Absolutely, yes.
And so if they want to donate food or mm-hmm. toys or clothing, they have some things, cleaning out closets and have some good, slightly used clothing.
Yes, absolutely. And I can't praise our thrift store enough. Honestly, our ladies that work in there, it is so clean. It is amazing, and they keep up with it. And it we have more compliments on our thrift store. I can proudly say our thrift store is immaculate. It's great.
And it does a great job. People also, when they shop in there, they get a lot of good bargains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love getting my clothes from there. We get some amazing things.
So, and that's at 1250 West Main Street and Center. If you're not familiar with it, you mm-hmm. should be. It goes to help a lot of people mm-hmm. in the area. It's a service-oriented, family-owned business.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And we appreciate Brooke and her family and all the hard work they've put into the community to be public servants.
Thank you. We're very thankful for this community.
Well, and they're thankful for you and thankful for all that you do. Brooke, have we left anything out that you'd like to touch on?
I would like to thank our corporate sponsors, if you don't mind. We have 5 corporate sponsors this year: Cargill, DC Gas, Perry Funeral Home, Tennessee Valley Authority, and Union State Bank. And they're big sponsors of ours, and they really plug into what we do.
Absolutely. And can't do these type things without support.
We can't. No, sir.
And so good job. You do a great job for the community.
Thank you, sir.
And
we appreciate you.
All that you do. We look forward to having you back in soon.
Yeah. I look forward to coming back. Thank you so much.
We'll have another quacking good time.
I think so. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Brooke Traynor with Family Care Center and Thrift Store.
Gonna round up, well, that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that.